You're listening to Podketeers.
Welcome to episode 513 of Podketeers. This week, the Disney draft is back with the Muppets. The Muppets with a capital M, not lowercase m, but for the most part specifically, the Muppets. Confused? We talk a little bit about the distinction people are making regarding the differences online before jumping into the draft. As always, we'd love to hear your thoughts about this distinction presented about the Muppets, if you agree, and what you would change about it. To join us in those conversations, we'd love to have you over on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, or YouTube, but we would love for you to join us on Discord. Joining the community is super simple. Just head on over to podketeers.com/links and click on the Discord button to join our community. Before we jump into the episode, we would like to take a moment to acknowledge a very special group of listeners known as the FGP Squad, our podcast fairy godparents, because it's their support via Patreon that helped make these episodes of Podketeers possible. As part of the FGP Squad family, you get some additional perks like exclusive discount codes for Podketeers gear, additional content that we've uploaded to Patreon, access to our happy hour calls when we get an opportunity to do those, giveaways, and more. For more information on how you can become part of the FGP Squad family, we invite you to check out podketeers.com/FGP. And of course, a super special thank you goes out to the FGP Squad for their continued support. And by the way, FGP Squad, there will be additional content for this episode on Patreon, where we will each draft 4 more Muppets. That video should be available within about a day of this episode dropping, so check it out there or find the link in the FGP Discord channel. Okay, so that is going to wrap up the intro. If this is your first time hanging out with us, welcome. We hope that you enjoy the episode and that you come back for more. And of course, if you've been hanging with us for a while, welcome back, friends. Here is episode 513 of Podketeers. Copyright strike.
Exactly.
What a way to start the episode. All right. So, as you could probably tell by the thumbnail for this video, if you're watching it, or the preview from Instagram or wherever you happen to hear, or even the title of this episode if you're just listening to the podcast, we're bringing back the Disney draft today, and we are drafting the Muppets. Now, this was interesting because, one, we love the Muppets. But it was funny because, one, we know that social media applications are always listening in on us, right? And at some point, we must have said something about the Muppets because within hours of each other, I saw a video on TikTok that then Andrew brought up, and it was the same Muppet video, right? The problem with this video is that it goes into a rabbit hole because people are talking about how there's like uppercase M Muppets and lowercase M Muppets, and then there's the Muppets. And so we're going to show you a couple of those videos. But before we jump in to the draft and to the videos, I know we jumped right in to the episode once we started recording, but how are you both feeling with your selections for this draft today?
Considering last draft was a bust and the previous one too, you know what? If I happen to get 1 or 3, the rest is icing on the cake. So that's all I'm waiting for is hopefully I'll get either one of those numbers.
Yeah.
That'll
help. What about you, Andrew?
You know what? I'm pretty happy with my list. If I'm able to get any of the ones on my list, I'm pretty happy. I know that kind of the parameters we've set and the, you know, limited number of Muppet characters, we might be vying for a few of the same ones. But we'll see. There's lots of Muppets. I have the Muppet Wiki up just in case I need to pick a different Muppet if I run out of all my other ones. I have the list A to Z of everything, of every Muppet, so I can pick another one if I need.
Right on. How many do each of you have, like, ready to go right now?
18.
I think I also have about 18.
Okay. I have 21. So the idea is essentially we are going to draft 8 as part of the main draft on this episode. Then we're going to do an additional 4 that we're going to post to Patreon for the FGP squad.
Right.
We always have like our, you know, honorable mentions and stuff like that at the end. But there's a few in here that I really had to dig deep and try to remember some of my like favorite Muppet Show skits and stuff, like to really bring those in. Because obviously I feel like this happened with the last draft for me. I went for the super popular ones and I kind of want to start that way in a way too. But there's some in here that I feel like I need on my list.
Yeah.
So cool. All right. So I want to show a couple of these videos. These are TikTok videos that we found where they're talking about this whole Muppet thing and whether or not it's capital M and this and that and here or there. Here, let's check out this first one and then we will talk about it a little bit after.
All right.
There's Muppets and then there's the Muppets. It's very simple.
Incorrect. There are 3 different designations of Muppet. There's lowercase m Muppet. That is a noun. That is a type of thing. There is uppercase M Muppet. That is a type of character. And there is the Muppets, who are an entertainment troupe. These are terms that exist out of canon. This is a term that exists only in canon. Kermit the Frog. He is a Muppet. He is a Muppet. And he is a member of the Muppets. Kermit the Frog is right here in the middle. Guy Smiley from Sesame Street. He is a Muppet. He is a Muppet. He is not a member of the Muppets, so he's right over there. Not every Muppet is a Muppet, and not every Muppet is a member of the Muppets. Characters from the Wubulous World of Dr. Seuss. They are Muppets created by the Henson Creature Shop. They are not Muppets, however, and of course they are not the Muppets. They are right here. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, there would be no characters right here and no characters right there because this just narrows down. Wrong. Baby Fozzie from the Muppet Babies. Member of the Muppets gang is a Muppet, but is a cartoon, not a Muppet. So Baby Fozzie is right there. Muppet Babies also opens us up to Skeeter, Scooter's sister. Skeeter is a Muppet. Skeeter is not a Muppet. And Skeeter never becomes a member of the Muppets. Skeeter is right there. What about members of the Muppets who are not Muppets? There are from time to time human actors who, in the canon of the Muppets, are treated as members of the Muppets troupe. It doesn't matter if it's only a cameo. It doesn't matter if it's only a gag, because the term the Muppets only exists in canon. That places them right there. Not Muppets, not Muppets, but they're in the Muppets.
All right. So with all that said, agreed or disagreed so far?
Sorry. Why? Just they're Muppets. Just you.
It guy, matters, just, it's too much. Melissa.
I know. It's just you had me on Muppets, and then that's all I kept hearing was Muppets. And they're showing us this Venn diagram, and they're going way into it. And it's like, guys, it's Muppets.
Okay,
let's have peace.
Remember at the beginning, I told you it was like a rabbit hole, and yep. It goes deeper. Okay. Let's watch this video.
Oh, boy.
There's Muppets, and then there's the Muppets. It's very simple.
Incorrect. There are 3 different designations of Muppet. There's lowercase m Muppet. That is a noun. That is a type of thing. There's uppercase m Muppet. That is a type of character. And there is the Muppets, who are an entertainment troupe. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, there would be no characters right here and no characters right there because this just narrows down. Wrong. Baby Fozzie.
Okay, here comes the other stitch. Don't worry.
Okay, I was confused for a second.
is a Muppet.
Well, he goes over this one because the other person that here we go.
Close, but still a little off. Baby Muppet Baby Puppets, aka Muppet Baby Muppets, do exist. We've seen Baby Kermit, Fozzie, Gonzo, Animal, Piggy, Baby Rolf, Baby Scooter, and even Baby Penguin, I forget her name. The only Muppet baby that was never a puppet was Skeeter, and then Bunsen Beaker, and a few little other ones. So, right logic, but wrong character to use. Example. My replica baby Kermit puppet, made for me by Uzziworks. He is exactly how he would look in Muppets Take Manhattan. We saw the babies in Muppets Take Manhattan and Muppet Family.
All right, so that's where the video cuts off.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, there's this rabbit hole of, you know, what's a Muppet? Who's a Muppet? Capital M, lowercase m. And that's just scratching the surface.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There are tons of videos, and we saw in both videos that it started off with this very angry creator saying that it's like, there's the Muppets, and then there's... Okay, the reason I didn't show that video was because he's dropping F-bombs left and right in his video.
Passionate.
He is very passionate about it, so I decided not to show him... No, not now. Stop. I decided not to show his video because... you know, obviously, rated G, PG podcast. We're not going to be dropping that language. But his name is there if you want to search for him and, you know, search TikTok and find the video and stuff yourself. But here, that's where we are. That's where we're starting. We decided that we're going to do the Muppets. Ranges anywhere from the Muppet Show to Muppets, the ABC shows, the Office parody and stuff like that. One of the ones that I had selected, I ended up having to eliminate from my original list because it didn't fit into this criteria. Mm-hmm. Because I had chosen Waldo C. Graphic from Muppet 3D Vision, or Muppet Vision 3D rather, as one of my selections. And I thought, but he's not in the films, but he's kind of in.
Oh, Hazen.
And I would say so, yes.
I know.
Guess who has Waldo C. Graphic on his list?
Oh, you have him too? Nice. You know what? Then I'm going to leave him. Whoever gets him first.
Exactly.
Okay. Whoever gets him first then. But I'd love... Anyway, the whole point is that there's such a huge range for us to pull from.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that we didn't pull from were like the Sesame Street characters or some of these other like
Fraggle
branches,
Rock,
like
the
Fraggle
Dark
Rock
Crystal.
And stuff like that. Yeah. So because it was a Henson creation didn't fit into the Muppet criteria. So we're going to try to stick to the Muppet criteria.
It's basically at this point, any character that is now owned by the Walt Disney Company.
Right.
At that point.
Right.
Because Sesame Street characters are owned by the Sesame Workshop. The Fraggle Rock, I think, is owned by, like, I don't know, Apple or somebody. There's, you know, the rights for all that other stuff. You know, and the Henson Company, the Creature Shop and everything, they own stuff outright, too. So it seems like basically Muppets owned by Disney at this point.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay, are we ready to kick this off?
Let's do it.
All right, I am going to start by sharing the screen again and loading up our random.org website. Let me bring that up here. And I have gone ahead and entered all of our names.
All right.
See? With the numbers, and I'm hoping that this works because I think it's one per line, so it should work. But here we go. Melissa,
wait.
Me, Andrew. Oh!
This is the order it was.
Wait, for reals?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I'm stuck in the middle this time.
I'm all excited.
Stuck in the middle with you.
I'm so sorry.
So if this is your first time hanging out with us for one of these drafts, what we do is a snake-style draft. After we go one round, 1, 2, and 3. 3 goes again, so it's 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3. So 1 and 3 get to go twice after the first, and at the end, 1 gets 2 picks again. So usually whoever gets stuck as number 2 gets a pretty bad selection round, but we'll see how it goes. Yeah. I'm pretty set on the order that I want to get these in. I knew that there were some that I knew were going to get pulled by either Andrew or Melissa at some point. I'm just hoping that I get to them first. One thing before we start that I would like to propose.
All right.
Now, yes.
Rules.
We don't have to say whether these characters are on our list right now or not, mm-hmm. but we've never done this in a draft before, but I feel it might play a significant role in this one.
Okay.
Would we like to add a trade at the end, or trading Ooh. Round? Because let's suppose that we want Skeeter and Scooter, but one of us ends up with Skeeter and one ends up with Scooter.
I like this.
Are we willing to do a final trade at the end? Like each person gets one trade with either one or both of the one or both of us to round out our final list.
As long as we have veto power and I don't want, you know, it has to be agreed upon by both members.
Yes.
But
That's
I'm
fine.
Good with
That's
let's
fine.
Do it. Let's see how it ends up. Let's see how it shakes out, because okay. it sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's as far as I thought that through, so it could very well blow up in our face.
All right. I want to trade be draft fun going picks through right it. Now. No, I'm just kidding.
I would like to trade the Rock, please.
there's a Rock Muppet, I'm sure. Let me look in the next.
Probably.
Muppet wig.
Okay. So Melissa is going to go first. Let me bring up my list here so that I can start keeping track. And Melissa, kick it off.
I am so happy to be in this position right now. First one, give me Miss Piggy. I'm like, I need to have her
okay.
on my list.
Freaking Piggy.
Yes.
Miss freaking Piggy.
My girl.
Miss Piggy. Hi-ya!
Yeah. She doesn't take anything, any crap.
Miss Piggy, no, voiced by Frank Oz. Not. Maybe I should just tell you who voices every Muppet as we go.
That'd be good.
Voiced by Frank Oz. I'll try to remember all of them.
All right. Well, this actually works out really well for me.
Uh-huh.
Because
I guess I have to check Miss Piggy off my list. Bye, Piggy.
I just checked Miss Piggy off of my list. But again, this works really well for me because in my number one spot, I have to ask the question, why are there so many songs about rainbows? I have to draft my boy Kermit.
Of course.
Bye, Kermit, from number one. It's okay.
I have to start with Kermit, if only for the Rainbow Connection. It's an iconic song. It holds really sentimental, like real deep sentimental meaning for me because it's one of the lullabies that I used to sing to my kids when they were really young. And even as they got older, they learned the lyrics. And before that stopped, like we would sing it together, you know, mm-hmm. right before bedtime. So that's a really special song for me. So I may have fought you in the end to try to get Kermit. I would have maybe even sent you $20 no. on top of the trade to get Kermit as my number one. So
yeah, Kermit the Frog, voiced originally by and performed by Jim Henson and Steve Whitmer, and then Matt Vogel currently. Just so everybody
Let me
knows.
See. Can I hi ho, this is Kermit the Frog here.
And Miss Piggy good? Is now performed by Eric Jacobson after Frank Oz. Only two performers for Miss Piggy.
I didn't know who Miss Piggy is.
Well, yeah, there you cool. go. So my third pick, or my pick, should come at no surprise, was my number two after Kermit. I just put Kermit, not that Kermit is my favorite Muppet. It's mm-hmm. just I think Kermit rounds out the list. We talked about this before, that the reason that the Muppets are funny as a group is because Kermit is the straight man. You need a straight man in a group to make yeah. a funny thing. Like, everybody annoys Kermit, and so that's just what happens. So one of Kermit's main antagonists, best bud, all-around great guy, first-round pick for Andrew, Fozzie Bear. Fozzie Bear. Fozzie's performers are the same as Miss Piggy, so Frank Oz and Eric Jacobson.
That one hurts. Huh. That was my number two.
Fozzie Bear. And then I guess now it's my turn again. And my number two. Oh, I'm already questioning my list order here. We're going to do it. My number two, Rolf the dog.
Nice.
Rolf
Not bad.
The dog, originally performed choice. By Jim Henson, currently performed by Bill Beretta.
I like it. I had Rolf, but I had him pretty far down on my list. You got to love the piano man.
You got it. You know what? You need a little bit of music in there.
Mm-hmm. And not Billy Joel piano man, just piano comma
Billy
man.
Joel.
All right, back to me. Okay, I am going to go with. Okay, well, you took Fozzie. I'm going to go with another iconic song, and the character that sings this song, Manamana.
Manamana nice. Was on my list towards the bottom. Good choice taking Manamana
Very
off
good
my
choice.
List. Kind of high up, surprisingly, but good job. That's another Jim Henson and Bill Beretta character for Manamana.
Yeah, I mean, I just like the character. That song is one of those where even if you're not a huge Muppet fan, I think if you just went up to random people in the park and were like, Manamana. Most of those people would be like,
you could probably do that to somebody at like the mall, like, and most people would get it. Like, it transcends the Muppet Show. It's that popular.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So my second choice is I'm trying to build up the trifecta that's behind me. So I have Animal as my number two.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice choice.
Animal wasn't even on my list, surprisingly
really?
Enough. But
he
that's okay.
I'm going to tell you exactly where I slotted him on mine. He was number six.
Oh. Nice.
Animal, I believe, is a Frank Oz performance as well. Yeah, Frank Oz, Eric Jacobson, Animal.
Okay, so my next pick.
Oh, I can look.
I was like checking, double checking. I would guess that this person or this Muppet would be on the list. And I need a little bit of spooky, so I want Uncle Deadly.
I knew it. Yep. I knew it. He was one of the characters that I have on my list. I'll tell you, he's 11. He's 10 on my list. I'm looking at my list incorrectly because of the headers. Animal was actually number 5.
Got it.
And okay. Uncle Deadly was 10 on my list. And he was originally higher. And I thought, I'm sure I'm going to lose Uncle Deadly like really early to Mel. And I actually thought I was going to lose Animal to Andrew.
Oh.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. Uncle Deadly performer Jerry Nelson originally, and then Matt Vogel currently.
Right on. Okay. So we're shifting a few up here, and my number four is... Oh, actually, it is your turn.
Ta-da!
So I'm going to choose my boy Beaker here as my next selection, which is technically my number three. Mm-hmm. He's listed as my four. I'm jumping around, but he's my third selection in the Muppets draft.
Nice. He was five on my list.
Okay, now go away.
Beaker, originally performed by Richard Hunt, then Steve Whitmire, then currently David Rudman. Nice. Don't know too much about David Rudman. 2017 to present, Beaker. But I guess that moves it on to me now. And so here goes some interesting picks for Andrew, but that's okay. Number three on my list, Sweetums.
Oh, okay.
Number three, Sweetums. Gotta, you know, gotta have one of those full body characters in there. I love Sweetums. Yeah. Muppet Vision 3D, I always love Sweetums, you know. You know, hey, you guys are in the movie and all that. I love Sweetums.
That's a cool part.
And well, I mean, I figure, like, I look like a big hairy ogre, right? So I figure, like, why not have Sweetums on
why
my list?
Why not have Sweetums? I think, I have to look it up, but I think Sweetums was originally performed by Brian Henson, if I'm not, or maybe he was no, I have it wrong. Richard Hunt, John Henson, another Henson son, and Matt Vogel currently.
Mel, where did you have Sweetums on your list?
15.
Okay. I had him as 9.
Ooh. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And then I guess for my number 4, Snakety Snake style, we have, I'm going to lock it in by putting a 4 next to it. Oops, I did it wrong. The Swedish Chef.
No!
The Swedish Chef.
He was my 4.
Hey, borshku, dadooshki, booshki, boo.
Whew, okay. I switch this around. It's okay.
That's another Jim Henson, Bill Beretta character.
Hmm.
All right.
Hmm.
Let's see. Ooh, we're back to me.
Back
where
to Hazen.
Should I pair them up? No. All right.
Oh, risky.
Yeah. I am going to take a risk on this one. But for my number one.
Number one?
For my next choice, my number four. I don't even know where I got one. My number four, I'm going to go with Statler.
Okay.
Rude. Those are even, they're my neck, they're like lower down on the list, but I was thinking about moving them to higher up on the list to group them since I have the double pick.
Yeah.
So rudeness, I say, but that's okay. That's how this goes.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. We might be able to trade at the end.
Well, we'll see who gets what.
Yeah, exactly.
That is
I guess
true.
the biggest thing.
Very, very true.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to
Statler, Richard Hunt performer.
Right on.
Okay. I had to rearrange everything. Okay, I'm like, wait. Uh-oh. I'm good. Okay, we're good.
You right. good?
Finally, all right. Yes. So, 4 and 5.
Well, let's do 4.
Okay.
And then we'll take a quick break.
Yes.
To thank a very special group of listeners, and then
Absolutely.
We'll go into the second part of the draft.
Okay, sounds good. So 4, I was going through my list, and I'm like, you know what? I got to bring these two up because this one up. Shouldn't say these two. But I'm like, I need to have this guy because this guy is crazy and does things and likes to be adventurous. Gonzo. Give me Gonzo the Great.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a solid choice.
Yeah.
Was Gonzo on your list, Andrew?
Gonzo is on my list a little farther down, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 on my list. I don't even have to look up. That's Dave Goals, performer of Gonzo, the only one that's still really around from the original Muppet crew that are still performing, Dave Goals.
So Gonzo was number 14 on my list. So I wanted him, but I wasn't itching to have him as part of that original, like that high 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay. All right, let's see. So let me quickly sort these by drafted. We'll do a quick recap. We'll thank a very special group of listeners, and then we'll go on to part 2.
All right.
Of our draft here. All right, so quick recap of where we are so far. Mel started us off, and she drafted Miss Piggy as her number 1. Number 2 was Animal. Number three was Uncle Deadly, and number four was Gonzo the Great. Andrew started off with Fozzie Bear. Ah, mm-hmm. Fozzie. Two was Rolf. I can't do Rolf. I've always tried, but his voice is too raspy and like,
mm-hmm. It is.
Like I can't hit it. So for number three, Andrew drafted me. And then four was the Swedish Chef.
Swedish Chef, that's right.
And my four so far, I kicked it off with Kermit. Number two was Manamana. Three was Beaker. And four was Statler. Now, before we go into part two of the draft and select our other four, we want to take a quick moment to thank a very special group of listeners. That is the FGP Squad, our podcast fairy godparents, because it is their support via Patreon that helped make these episodes of Podketeers possible. For more information on how you can become part of the FGP Squad, we invite you to go to podketeers.com/FGP. There you will find a list of some of our top contributors, a link to our Patreon, some information about what the FGP Squad is all about. But being a part of the FGP Squad family gets you some additional perks like access to exclusive discount codes for brand new Podketeers gear, access to additional content that we upload to Patreon, a special section of our Discord, random giveaways, and more. So if you want more information again on how you can become part of the FGP Squad family, we invite you to go to podketeers.com/FGP. And of course, to all of the members of the FGP Squad, we just want to send a huge thank you for your continued support. All right. So
if you're just listening, Beaker's on the screen instead of Hazen.
Right.
He looks angry. Why does he look so angry?
I don't know. He looks angry? Terrified.
Oh, buddy.
Aww. He's like a little
puppy. Why don't
you
go get some rest? Why don't you go get some rest?
Go memes.
You good? You good? I know, pal. I know. All right, go get some rest.
Now I got to get a Muppet puppet. Jeepers, creepers. I got to.
Okay. So, Mel, last we left off, you made your number four selection. Kick us off with your number five in part two.
Number five. I mixed up my list because I'm, you know, when you start looking at your list, you're like, oh, maybe this mm-hmm. one should go up. So this one, give me a little bit of spice. I want Pepe Le Prawn.
Ah, Pepe Le Prawn. Yep. Oh, wait, no, I don't have Pepe on my list. That's okay.
He was on my list.
The friggin' shrimp.
Prawn.
He was going to be part of the FGP squad list. He was my number 11.
Sorry.
That's a really horrible Pepe the Prawn, but, you know, it's close enough.
It works.
Close enough.
Pepe right. The King Prawn, you should say. Pepe
my
the
bad.
King
oh, that's
Prawn.
Right.
Yes, Constance the King did Prawn, remind us. Performed by Bill Beretta.
Yes. I'm actually really happy that this worked out for me because it would have hurt if they were split up. I'm going to continue on
Rude.
With my next choice
I'm
here.
I'm just going to erase it now.
Number five. I'm bringing in a Waldorf to Team Hazen.
Wow.
Bye-bye, Waldorf off my list. That's okay. Hey, look at the guy in the Goofy mask. That's not a mask. Oh, sorry, lady.
We would have also accepted. Oh, sorry, Hazen.
I believe performed by Jim Henson originally, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice.
Awesome.
I don't have it left.
I have a picture of, actually, do I have it available here? Let me do a quick Google Drive search here, because I had a picture of me and Statler and Waldorf from a really, really early Zoom from mm-hmm. back in like 2022. Let me see if I have.
So you just picked Waldorf, right? You had Statler originally.
I have Statler and Waldorf now. Yeah,
but Waldorf was the second one. Yeah, Jim Henson, then Dave Goals are Waldorf.
Through the magic of editing, if I found it, you'll see it right here. It looks great, doesn't it? Answering
if it's there
preemptively. Back to the main. All right, Andrew.
Oh,
let's
me.
Keep this going here.
All right. Okay. Andrew's number four is, can you dig it? Dr.
Andrew's
number five. Dr. Teeth.
Ah, good choice.
Very good choice. Dr.
Teeth.
I struggled with, I knew I wanted Dr. Teeth, but I feel like the Electric Mayhem has to come as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Melissa's got animals, so they're broken up. We broke
I
up
the band.
I took the
drummer.
That's true. And I will say, I'm willing to give him up because he's really far down on my list, but I had Zoot on my list.
Ooh.
Hey, how about number six on Andrew's list? Zoot!
Oh,
that's his favorite.
Nice.
That's his favorite member.
My favorite member of I Love Zoot. He plays the saxophone. He goes, "Yeah, man," and it's great. I love Zoot.
Yeah,
number
there
six.
Was a, there was a Zoot. Thing that he did with Rolf one time that I really, really liked. So yeah, of all of the members, I ended up selecting Zoot, but. You know, it's
well,
cool. I'm glad
now.
That you ended up with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, no, I like, so Zoot and Menomina have the sax and violence bit, and I think it's my favorite. It's in the first episode of The Muppet Show, and it's like my favorite Muppet bit ever. And he goes, "Forgive me, Charlie Parker, wherever you are." And, you know, he plays, you know, Zoot just plays the sax and goes like, honk, and then like Menomina starts hitting him with a stick and stuff. It's very funny. Look up sax and violence. It's very good.
All right.
So, yes, Zoot, number six.
I love it. It's a great choice. Great choice.
Thank you.
All right. Things are heating up. I could tell why, because my glasses are fogging up and I'm starting to sweat. I know. Ooh. It's getting intense. Here we go. All right. I'm actually going to move these around because I want a character that's not very well known as my number six. I'm gonna go with this one. I'm gonna go with Crazy Harry.
Ooh,
as
okay.
my next choice. The fact that he just loves to blow stuff up on stage all the time or wherever he is. Did someone say bang? So I'm going with Crazy Harry as my next choice.
Crazy Harry, performed by Jerry Nelson and then Matt Vogel. And I also didn't say Zoot. Well, Dr. Teeth originally performed by Jim Henson, and Zoot originally performed by Dave Goles. I think currently also performed by Dave Goles. So there's that. Anyway, I got to give you all the information. I can't give up now.
It's true.
I like it.
You're doing awesome, though. Like you are.
Muppet Wiki.
Yeah.
All right, Mel. Next two choices.
All right. So I just got to have her. She's so cool. She is so groovy. Gotta love her. I'm taking Janice.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa and I have the
you have the entire
split
band.
The Electric Mayhem. Nobody has lips yet. Anybody wants lips?
The night is young.
Well, nobody has. No, I have another member on my list still that nobody has said yet as well.
Or is it Melissa's number
is
seven?
Is it Melissa's number seven?
I don't
Who knows?
Know. We'll see.
Yeah, Janice is a great choice too.
Janice. Hold on, I gotta click on the J for Janice. And then go to Janice, performed by, let's see if I can, I want to say it's, let's say Richard Hunt, and then currently David Rudman.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Pretty interesting.
Very nice.
For Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that the Statue of Liberty at the end, on the postcard at the end of It's a Small World, looks like Janice.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You
little
have to
bit.
Look it up. It looks a lot like Janice.
Yeah.
All
right.
So, Andrew, you're going to have to go way down the list for this name. when you look up who voices the person.
Okay.
Number seven. I think this character is just kooky and stuff and silly. Yeah, it's the fish thing. So, Lou Zealand.
Lou Zealand. He's on the front page of the Muppets Wiki. He's in his famous dancing fish, boomerang fish or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lou Zealand, performed by Jerry Nelson, then Matt Vogel.
I just want like one of the what are those little like puffy accordion things called?
The ruff name? Around the neck?
Yeah.
It's called a ruff.
Is that a ruff?
Yeah.
I never
like
knew what that was called.
Shakespeare wears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never knew what that was called.
A ruffed collar.
Okay, so Melissa. New Zealand. Okay.
Yep, ruff. It's called a ruff.
Okay.
We
should all get ruffs for the next episode and just like
a round flat variation is often called a millstone collar.
Hey. Interesting.
We're learning. Yeah,
fancy pants.
Very fancy pants. Okay. I guess it's back to me.
Uh-huh.
And I can't believe this is actually happening twice for me in the draft, but I get to couple up another iconic pair. Bringing on to Team Hazen, Bunsen Honeydew.
Doctor.
Nice.
Is he under Doctor? Let's see. No, he's under Bunsen Honeydew. Bunsen, Doctor, Bunsen Honeydew, performed by Dave Goals. The one and only, the man, the myth, the legend.
This is fantastic.
The no-eyed Muppet.
I am so happy that I've ended up with both Statler and Waldorf and Bunsen and Beaker.
And Beaker. Look at you being in the middle.
I know. It's working out
getting
for you really
Kermit
well.
Yeah. And Bunsen, Beaker, Statler, and Waldorf.
Wow.
You know, our show's not very funny, though, over there.
Wait. Well,
that's I have to say.
Just kidding. I was talking to myself. Ignore me.
Okay.
I was talking to
herself. It's okay. All right. I have some tough choices here because I have two picks left.
Mm-hmm.
And these are my last two for the main round. And I have to see if this is going to be... Oh, we're just going to do it. Who cares? Number 7. Rizzo the Rat.
He was my next great choice.
Number 7, Rizzo the Rat. And I'm here for the food.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his own pizza restaurant at Walt Disney World and Hollywood Studios. What else can I say about Rizzo? Rizzo the Rat, originally performed by Steve Whitmire. I think he created the character. I don't know who he's performed by now, because I think Steve Whitmire is not with the Muppet performers anymore. But Rizzo, yeah, great character. Love Rizzo.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
And my last pick for the draft, the main draft, I need a straight man in this whole ensemble, somebody that people can pick on since you couldn't have Kermit because he was stolen from under me. America,
mm-hmm.
Here you go, Sam mm-hmm. Eagle.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You just took the last two that would have chosen.
Or Sam the Eagle, I'm sorry. Sam the Eagle. Frank Oz, originally performer, and now Eric Jacobson.
So I had Sam on my list, but he's like in the 20s.
Ooh, poor Sam. Melissa and I apparently had the same last two.
Yeah.
Rizzo and Sam Eagle.
Right after each other. I'm like, oh, man.
That's funny. Yeah. I'm sorry. But you got Miss Piggy, so you're fine.
I am. I'm happy.
Ah, okay. I need to make this a good one. You know what? I'm gonna skip my what would have been my next choice. Actually, I don't know if I should. Technically, they can't. They would be a group. If I drafted.
I sense this is on my list as well. So. Go for it.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
No.
I'm gonna skip it. I'm going to skip it. I'm going to go for my next choice. They would have, I guess, technically been a duo. I'll tell you after we finish the draft, and then you could tell me if it would have counted or not. But for my number eight, I'm going to go with 80s Robot.
80s Robot from the Disney's movie The Muppets.
From The Muppets, yeah.
The Muppets, 80s
Robot.
Oh,
that Amy Adams is bodacious.
He drives a car underwater. 80s Robot, the only Muppet that starts with a number. He's the first on the list, performed by Matt Vogel.
Yeah. So yeah, that's how I'm rounding out my list with 80s Robot.
You know, I don't know how I feel about this 80s Robot as a Muppet character, but I'll give it to you.
If you have, I'm okay. I have others I can choose. If
here's
you...
okay. So I'm looking at this, and this is where the question comes in. This says 80s Robot is a robot character who debuted in the 2011 movie The Muppets. Unlike the principal Muppet characters, 80s Robot was designed and built by Legacy Effects. He lives in Kermit's mansion working as a valet or manservant for Kermit after the breakup of The Muppets. Okay. So I'm okay with it because it leaves more characters for everybody else to have. So
I'll tell you what. I will nix 80s Robot just to keep true to what we said the original limitations.
Because he's on the Muppets wiki, so like it's like I get
it's okay.
It. But
he's technically not felt.
He's not felt, and he's also wasn't built by the like Henson Company,
right?
Or any
Which
of the Muppet Company.
And the not felt is why I had a problem keeping Waldo C. Graphic on my list originally. So I'm nixing 80s Robot, and I'm going to go with my next choice, also I think kind of a dark horse choice, Chip the IT Guy.
With the big teeth?
With the big teeth. Yeah.
I'm going to have to look
somebody
up.
Has a problem here. Who are you? I'm Chip the IT Guy. Cut to the close-up. Hi, I'm Chip the IT Guy.
I'm going to have to look up Chip the IT Guy because I could not tell you who performs Chip. Chip the IT Guy debuted in 1989, performed by Gord Robertson, currently performed by Dave Goals.
Ooh. There you go.
Chip the IT Guy from Up Late with Miss Piggy.
Love it. All right. So there are our lists.
Melissa has
Boy,
two
I
more
do...
to choose.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wait,
I'm so sorry.
No, I have one more.
Oh, yeah. One more to choose. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I'm sorry. One more to choose.
I accidentally put a number 8 next to Melissa's name here where it should have gone after my name on this last one. So
I was like, sorry. I count. I was
waka,
like, I'm sure
waka.
Ah, okay. sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. Last one, I'm like, for this group, I was like, should I? I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to allow Hazen to have another duo. Taking Robin the Frog.
Robin.
I need a frog.
Kermit's nephew, Robin.
You know, it's funny. When right before Andrew made his selection for Sam, and the way you were talking, I thought you were lamenting not having Kermit. And so I thought you were going to take Constantine in his place. And so now I thought you were going to take Constantine when he chose Sam. I was like, oh, Mel's going to choose Constantine this time. But you went Robin. Believe it or not, Robin was not on my list.
Stop.
Was For not real? On my list. Yeah.
Robin, originally performed by Jerry Nelson, then Matt Vogel, then Peter Linz. There you go. Robin.
There we go.
Kermit's nephew. We never meet I don't know if we ever meet Kermit's brother and or sister.
I don't think so.
Who is?
Yeah, I don't think we do.
Robin's parent.
Now that would be a good question to throw out for anybody on TikTok.
Oh,
prove
put
us.
It on Quizneyland.
All right. Well, now we got to figure out who's Robin's parents are.
Or
Ricky
is he
Gervais
an orphan?
Has cited that Robin is his favorite Muppet. Okay, that's fun. This is just in the notes.
Cool. All right. Well, here are the lists for our official Muppet drafts before we go into the possible trading round. Melissa's eight choices are Miss Piggy, Animal, Uncle Deadly, Gonzo the Great, Pepe the Prawn.
King Prawn.
Janice. Oh, the King Prawn. King That's Prawn. Right. Sorry. Janice, Lou Zealand, and Robin the Frog. Andrew's eight choices are Fozzie Bear.
Wagga Wagga.
Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetums.
Mm-hmm.
The Swedish Chef. Dr. Teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Zoot.
Mm-hmm.
Rizzo the Rat.
Yep.
And Sam the Eagle.
That's right.
And my eight are Kermit the Frog, Mana Mana, Beaker, Statler, Waldorf, Crazy Harry, Bunsen Honeydew, and Chip the IT Guy. I like it.
He's got teeth. His big eyes that don't blink.
So, our list, I really like my list. I don't have anyone that I feel like I want to trade.
Same.
I think it was only if we ended up with like splitting some groups. So
yeah.
I think everybody, like if somebody ended up with Statler, somebody ended up with Waldorf, but it doesn't really look that way.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess that ends the Muppets draft.
That's it.
We didn't have a trading round. I think it worked out really well for all of us.
Yeah.
If you were playing along with us, we would love to see what your lists look like or who you would draft. Who are your top eight Muppets? You can use the same criteria that we used. And if you want to check out those videos that were on TikTok, we'll have the creator names. Again, the first one that both videos had stitched, as much as we wanted to show that video, there was, you know, some cursing in there. And so we're trying to keep this podcast on the at least PG side of things. So we decided not to play that video. But that's it. That's going to wrap up our latest Disney draft for The Muppets, capital M. That's going to be that the episode
the
title,
Muppets,
maybe.
Capital
Disney
M.
Draft, The Muppets, capital M,
parentheses.
In
parentheses.
All right. Before we wrap up the episode, I do want to remind you that if you want to check out our latest episode, the Quizneyland playlist, if you would like to join us on Discord, you can find a link over at podcateers.com/links. On that site, you will also, or on that page, you will also find what we are currently fundraising for Team Boat Willie. You'll find a link to our YouTube channel and Larry's YouTube channel, Goofy Guys Adventures. You'll also find a list for our Armchair Imagineering series. So podcateers.com/links is where you want to go to check that out. Again, if you want to check out being a member of the FGP squad, podcateers.com/FGP. And we got a Quizneyland coming up soon as well.
Yes, sometime in the next week-ish. There should be one out this week. But again, very busy person
life. And
life happens, and so it'll come out. I promise there'll be questions, there'll be answers, there'll be facts, there'll be impressions, there's some music, whatever, there's commercials. It'll all be there eventually.
We're gonna have to start working on some commercials for this podcast as well, like
all
those
right.
commercials. One of my favorite parts. Like, I can't there's so much about Quizneyland that I love and appreciate. And I know that they're much shorter episodes, but I know what you go through to put those episodes together. And I feel like we need to bring some of that, like, Quizneyland energy into Podketeers.
Oh, so. You know what? This next episode was supposed to be an Arbor Day episode. So it's going to be all about trees. Let's see if that happens or not.
Is it that tree or this tree? Or not that tree, but that other tree.
Not that tree. We already talked about that tree. There's a couple of trees I've already talked about, so we won't talk about those trees.
Good
but we will talk about some trees, and I'll have my Arbor Day commercial, everything. Arbor Day, even it's a week before Arbor Day, so Arbor Day episode, I guess. I don't know.
There you go. Trees.
There's enough trees. We'll talk about some trees. Big tree, little tree, real tree, fake tree. Who knows?
I like it. Mama tree, papa tree, baby tree.
Do do do
baby
do do
do. Tree, do 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 do. Mommy tree, do 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 do.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, speaking of possible little kid things, I'm going to throw it out there. People that like Bluey, the last episode of Bluey. Be prepared with tissues if you watch that episode. Not even joking. Be prepared with tissues if you decide to watch that episode. So that's it. That's going to wrap up this episode. We hope that you have enjoyed the latest Disney draft featuring The Muppets, capital M. And join us over on Discord. We'd love to have you as part of the conversation. Tell us what your top 8 choices are. You can also join us over on Instagram. You can join us over on YouTube as well. If you're over on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button. Hit that little bell icon for notifications whenever new episodes are released on YouTube. And FGP Squad, we're going to do another 4 choices as part of our Disney draft. So make sure that you check out Patreon for the next 4 choices. So that's it. That's going to wrap it up. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep moving forward, and always remember to pass on the magic. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
Bye.
See ya.
Part of the Podketeers Network.